producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, I guess my vertigo is gone. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I was on a couple roller coasters over the weekend a few days ago. And yesterday I was, you know, on air and I kept falling into the microphone like I'm doing, you know, because you're just really off balance. So I'm sitting down. I have a seatbelt on. I'm in front of my computer and I'm keeping my head straight. And you know what? So far, so good. We'll talk about vertigo because a lot of you guys, you and gals, you know, you wash your hair in the shower and then all of a sudden you get up and, you know, the shower spins. You know, me, when I'm in the shower, I like to pretend I'm getting an Oscar, you know, or a Grammy. Yeah, and, you know, I hold the shampoo bottle and I'm like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, at first I need to thank my husband, Michael Fassbender, because I, you know, without him and, you know, his love for me and, you know, his passion, I would not be able to be the actress or the singer that you all know me to be. So everybody thank my husband, Michael Fassbender. Yay, Michael Fassbender. And then, you know, the camera's on him. You know, and then, you know, I go on to say, you know, I was just a little girl, you know, when I thought of this song or when I thought of this screenplay, I was like, oh, yay, Dr. Dahlia, yay. And anyway, and then I do the big head flip, you know, with my hair. And that's when I get my vertigo. And Lord have mercy, I almost fall down. And I'm really afraid of the paramedics coming in, you know, and seeing me lying there in the shower. So I always wear a bathing suit whenever I wash my hair. When I take a regular shower, I don't wear a bathing suit. Because, you know, I'm just in and out. I'm not going to have vertigo. But when I'm washing my hair, that is when I really worry about vertigo. And I don't wash my hair every single day, as you guys could tell. I wash it every other day. We talked about that, how the scalp dries out. And they've been talking about how many times you need natural oils for the scalp. Problem is when you have a lot of hair products, I mean, actually, they recommended, there's been some recommendations that you wait to wash your hair every 3-4 days. The problem is I hairspray as the day is long, and I need to get that out. So if I have a lot of hair products, I wash my hair a lot more. I know many of you are like, well, when do you comb your hair? That is not up for discussion. The Zika virus has made it to the U.S. Okay, we talked about the Zika virus, the concerns we have with it, and it's already been found in a Houston Texan. So, no, not a football player, Houston. Okay, all right, so we'll talk about that. Some of you guys will lose weight at any cost. You will do whatever it takes to lose weight. Well, would you swallow a frozen pill of somebody else's feces to lose weight? My guess is a lot of you would say, yeah. So scientists are now testing fecal pills to see if they will help aid weight loss. Yeah. All right. Let me see. What else do we have here? There is a food preservative that has been found to kill cancer cells and superbugs. It's called nisin. Researchers at the University of Michigan have been studying this. You know, when we were talking about food poisoning the other day on the show, and how, you know, a place like Chipotle, unfortunately, was at risk because the more fresh you advertise and the more fresh you promote and you serve, the more at risk you are of having, unfortunately, certain bugs. And if your staff and your crew is not properly doing certain protocols. Well, researchers are looking at this food poisoning that, or not a food preservative, sorry, food preservative that kills cancer cells and superbugs may be a way to go as we're dealing with huge antibiotic resistance. All right, some of us claim we have a midlife crisis. okay? And when we have a midlife crisis, we have to go and buy a convertible, or we have to, you know, date somebody 20 years or younger. I've been midlife crising the whole time. This study, though, is saying there's no such thing as a midlife crisis. That when you're in your 40s, you're actually happier than you've ever been. And I agree with that. I'm happier than I've ever been. But I'll tell you what's behind a midlife crisis and why I think it still does exist big time. And I'll tell you about my midlife crisis. Many of you guys are suffering every single day because of my personal midlife crisis. There was an Ohio house explosion. Two children, two adults were killed from the blast. We're going to talk to you about gas explosions and what to do if there's a gas leak. And then many of you, because of your New Year's resolution to lose weight, have joined a fitness class. Great. Okay? The problem is you do a lot of things wrong. So there are some tips, okay, on what to do provided by Fox News if this is your first time at a fitness class. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALLIE, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, we spent a long time talking about the Zika virus in previous shows, and I wrote a piece for Epic Times, epictimes.com, for those of you that want a little bit more explanation, because you don't listen to my show every day, which, by the way, is a problem, okay? And the CDC has now reported that there is a case of Zika already in the United States. Now, Zika won't kill us. Okay, the virus, hits maybe one in five of us. We'll get fever and rash and body aches, headache, just like a lot of other common viruses. But remember, this is a virus that they believe is responsible for almost 3,000 infants being born with microcephaly or a small cranium in Brazil. All right, I guess it was isolated back in 1947 in a rhesus monkey in Africa, has made its way now up the Americas to the U.S., and if a pregnant woman gets this virus, if they find that connection to be true, that could be very dangerous for the baby that she's carrying. And unfortunately, a small cranium does not allow for good brain development and neurological development because there's no room for that brain to grow. So this could be some pretty scary stuff. No vaccine is out. No medication is out. So they're saying avoid mosquitoes. And this isn't even the time of year for mosquitoes. This Aedes aegypti mosquito species, it's a little bit more resilient to cold weather. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALLIE.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So scientists are looking at whether fecal pills can aid in weight loss. Now, why are they using other people's feces to help you lose weight? Well, remember, there's been a lot of research on our gut microbia, or our microbiota, which is basically the bacteria in our gut. And they found that the reason why some of us have great metabolism and then some of us have crappy metabolism is because of what we eat or what we do changes the bacteria in the intestine. And remember, there were studies years ago saying kids on antibiotics all the time seem to be more obese? That could be linked again to the bacteria in the gut. You take an antibiotic, it could destroy some of the bacteria. So since feces contains microbes from the intestine, what if You take the healthy gut bacteria from a slim person and transplant it into the intestines of an obese person. The microbes will then hopefully influence the obese person's weight. So a team of scientists at Massachusetts General Hospital are now embarking on a new trial for that. They have 20 obese patients that are going to be given a pill filled with some donor's frozen feces. Now, before you guys go, ooh, gross, I can't believe this, this is sham medicine, science, you know, before you guys go there, this is what I have to remind you of. Remember the Clostridium difficile treatment we talked about? There were people who had Clostridium difficile, which is a bacteria that just, I guess, takes advantage when you kill other bacteria. So when you're taking antibiotics, et cetera, and you're killing other bacteria, Clostridium difficile takes advantage. It's called a opportunistic infection. And then the diarrhea that ensues is pretty horrible. And it's very difficult to get rid of because sometimes antibiotics make it worse. Yeah, there's a couple antibiotics out there that we could use, but many times it makes it worse. So one thing we would do, or one thing that we reported on that had been done, was taking the feces from the wife or the husband or whatever, somebody healthy, and making a pill form of it, because you can't just do a suppository or an enema. It has to go through the whole gut. And that seemed to help people with Clostridium difficile. So this has already been done. Now they're going, well, what about diet? What about adding? And some of you guys are like, I'll just take the probiotics. It'd be interesting to see if probiotics work, you know, but they go, let's get the skinny donors. So they recommend getting, well, they don't recommend, but the trial is going to get skinny people to donate the poop. They're going to make the pills. Then they're going to give the obese people these fecal doses for 6 weeks. They're going to record their weight at 3, 6, 12 months, possibly even longer. Then they're going to ask the trial participants to maintain normal eating and health habits. They say they also want to see if frozen feces helps on a variety of other ailments. So they are going to be also checking in on, you know, the superbug C. diff as well. So a slim woman received a fecal transplant in 2011 for her recurring C. diff, but she turned out becoming obese. She was treated for the infection with a stool transplant from an overweight donor. So when they saw that somebody got heavy because she got the feces from an obese person, that's when they decided, well, why don't we switch it up? Many of you guys will say, I'll take the C. diff. No, you do not want to take the C. diff. It just blows my mind that the bacteria would last that long. But think about it. It multiplies and it grows and multiplies. So right now, they are being very cautious, selecting healthy fecal donors, screening for infections like hepatitis, HIV, etc., metabolic disorders, other health complications, and seeing if that works. All right, a feces pill. You know, we women, especially that want to lose weight, will do anything. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you guys have left questions on the answer line when I'm not on, but I'm on now. So let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Regarding HIPAA, I was at the doc the other day, and they had a survey questionnaire. They want to know if I had any firearms. What does that have to do with medical practice? Thanks.
Great question. A few days ago, we were talking about doctors and, urging to ask you about firearms could, you know, be a violation of your privacy. And, you know, now with meaningful use and you know, doctors, there's no law saying that we as medical providers have to ask, but we are encouraged to ask about guns in the house, which makes a lot of people very nervous because that is their private, that's their privacy. You know, when I was in my CCW class, and, you know, I we were talking about people coming into the home and breaking into the home. And, you know, I'm a mom with a couple kids. And I'm like, you know, I want to deter people from coming into the house before I have to shoot them. So why don't I just have a whole bunch of signs up in front of my house saying, look, there's guns on premises, so don't even bother. And, of course, the teacher looked at me like, well, no, because then you're a target. People want guns. Okay, you don't want everybody to know that you have guns because people break in and try to get the guns. So it doesn't deter the bad guy because a lot of bad guys are idiots. So, you have beware of dog, or you have, you know, why can't I say beware of, you know, my AK-47 or whatever? Yeah, you can't, apparently that doesn't work. And so, I understand why, you know, as a gun owner, you want that privacy. Even though I, you know, part of me just really wants to tell bad guys, look, you know, don't mess with me. Okay? You're going to be messing with the wrong person. But now you walk in and you see your physician. And the physician asks about firearms. And you're thinking, what? How is that even relevant? Well, when you do pediatrics, when you're a pediatrician, your job is to make sure that the kids are safe. And so when I did my pediatrics training, we had to ask everybody about guns. This was back in the 90s. Are there guns in the house? If there are you storing them properly? Are you making sure they're, you know, and you went through with the parents and you had to go through and you had to document if there were guns in the house. Well, I learned pretty early on that people were not amenable to that. And they will just say no straight out. And so I stopped asking in my practice, do you have guns? You know, because of their privacy. And I go, look, if you have a gun in the house, okay, you're going to listen to the next, you know, 5-10 minutes. So whether they told me they had a gun or not, I went through the whole, you know, gamut of safety issues. And we talked about how, that one case where a cleaning lady, we believe, put a gun, it thought the gun was a toy, put it in the toy box when she was cleaning up, kid shot himself with the gun. You know, and so, you know, as a doctor, I think it's imperative for all providers to teach everybody about gun safety. Do I have to know your personal business? No. I am just going to protect my patients, just assume you have a gun, and give you the same speech. And if you're like, look, I don't have a gun, I don't own a gun, fine, I don't care, you don't have to tell me, but let me at least teach you about proper storage and safety. I mean, how many of you guys, you know, while cleaning your gun, did the gun go off? Okay, I mean, these things happen, even gun owners, all right? Even gun owners have goofs. And so, you know, it's one of those things where we doctors are kind of in a difficult, you know, position because we need to make sure kids don't shoot themselves with daddy's gun. Another kid shot himself with his dad's gun. Apparently he was, behind the store counter of his dad's store, grabbed the gun, shot himself. So, you know, I think we're allowed as doctors to teach people about gun safety. I think that's definitely within our right. In terms of asking and documenting and putting it into a computer system that the government could access, that I'm a little uneasy about, and I think a lot of patients are. But, you know, to answer your questions, why, you know, is that even on a questionnaire? It's because when you go to the doctor, these questionnaires are supposed to stop the physician or the medical provider on any of the positive questions and have them give you dissertations on okay, you smoke? Let me work on you smoking. You've been abused? Let me address that. Because again, you know, doctors have been faulted for not dealing with all the issues with patients. So why not have the patient fill out a questionnaire? And then the doctor can get all the issues that the patient is having. But, you know, my fear is, you know, most people are not going to want any of their records accessed by the government or any of their records seen. And even though the government is not supposed to access records, from what I understand, there are codes for Medicare where the doctor went over with you gun safety. And so that could be a concern if you don't want the government knowing you have a gun. And I, again, as a doctor, we don't really believe in, you know, these conspiracy theories and all that, but I have to understand my patients' fears and their concerns. Problem is, my job is to protect kids in the house and other people in the house. So, you know, if you have anger management issues and there's a gun in the house, my job is to protect the other people in your house. And it gets very sticky, you know, how much is your doctor allowed in your business? That's debatable. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. But before I go into this next topic, I received a question, not today, but it reminded me of, you know, the caller clip that we had on, I don't want to misword it, but the gist I got that they were asking is, you know, are doctors starting to take it too far getting into your business? And it had to do with the gun questions, as well as it was the day we were talking about doctors reporting to the FBI database you're having a mental illness, and how medical providers could have just way too much power. And, you know, many of you don't know why I keep bringing up the public option and how I'm very concerned about a government-run healthcare system. And this is one of the reasons, okay? A great way to gain control of the public is through their medical. Okay. And again, I don't, like I said, you know, as doctors, we really don't talk about, you know, conspiracies and things like that. I mean, you know, we're too busy, you know, to be sitting there thinking if, you know, the government's trying to be doing anything insidious. And I, you know, again, we have to give proper patient care. And that's my main focus. Okay. So I understand, like, what this meaningful use, some of you guys are asking what this meaningful use is. Basically, they want Medicare, Medicaid is not going to penalize you. They say incentivize, but basically you get penalized if you don't have electronic medical records. And they want you to have electronic medical records so you improve your quality, your efficiency, your safety, and you guys don't have redundancy with ordering extra lab tests. And I get that. You know, or, you know, I order a lab test that was just done in an ER in New York a week ago. And I could have just received the records from New York and not redone the test. You know, so I get that. The meaningful use is supposed to engage patients and family, improve care coordination, population, public health, as well as maintain privacy and security of patient health information. This is according to healthit.gov. They are hoping that meaningful use will result in better clinical outcomes, improve patient health, population health outcomes, increase transparency and efficiency, empower individuals, and more robust research data on health systems. Many of you guys have looked at your old medical records from the 1980s and 90s, where you could barely read what the doctor wrote. And you're trying to look at your, you know, medical records, and you can't read it. Another doctor can't read it. I, me having bad, very, very bad, poor handwriting, I appreciate what they're trying to do with electronic, health records. I get that. And they're, they're right in one sense, how, we need to minimize redundancy. We need to save patients money. Doesn't make sense ordering tests twice. How is another doctor supposed to understand what's going on with the patient if they can't read the notes? So I get that. A lot of that makes sense. Okay. But, if we go back to what originally Obama, the administration wanted, okay, the idea of a public option scared the heck out of me. And when Obamacare was passed, and I've talked about this many times on the show, I felt like it was a setup for a lot of us where, all right, fine, you don't want the government taking control. We'll let private enterprise take over. But you watch, okay, you know, if you fail, then you will, you know, then we are going to have to come in to save the day. So we're going to give you this one shot, which is why I told many of you, as Obamacare was unfolding, don't sit there and wish it, poor outcomes and failure, because that's exactly what I think the government wanted. Look, we let private enterprise take over. And so because we did, now you see why we need to step in. Now, hopefully, so many people are so sick of what happened with Obamacare that they won't see the underlying message that I believe they were trying to put out of, you see how the government needs to take control. What I'm hoping is people realize, wait a second, this is an example of the government in control, and this is a complete mess. But that may not be the case, because one of the big clusters, screw-ups that happened with Obamacare is the private insurance companies just racked up the rates and really raked us over the coals with that. And so many of us are dealing with $1,200 to $1,500 insurance premiums a month. And, you know, you could blame Obamacare, you know, for part of it, but people are blaming the private insurance companies. So when somebody, a politician, comes in, whether it be Hillary or anyone else, and says, look, guys, I got this, okay? The private insurance companies are costing you so much in premiums. We as the government are going to offer you a public option that's going to be cheaper. People are going to move in droves to that, and now you have them. The government has them. And once the government has your health insurance, just like a job, you know how you don't want to quit a job because you have benefits? You are not going to want to quit that government if they provide your benefits. Just like what's happening with people on food stamps and welfare and public housing. Why would they vote against a current administration that's providing them food and shelter? That's what's going to happen with health care. Once the government takes over and they sign most of you up, and a lot of you guys are like, well, I'm on an Obamacare plan, so they already got me. Not entirely. Most of your Obamacare plans, quote unquote, are not technically Obamacare plans. Obamacare just is the healthcare system. It's a colloquial term we use for the current healthcare system. But many of you guys have health insurance through private companies. Yes, maybe you got some subsidies through Obamacare, but and some of you may see that you're at the mercy of the government with it, and some of you are at the mercy of the government. But it's technically still a private healthcare plan. So once the government takes over health insurance and takes over health care, and you are now at their mercy, then the computer system and the electronic medical record system are going to be a part of a government database. Absolutely. And if there are certain political agendas, there could be risks to what happens depending on what is in your medical data bank. And this is a concern that a lot of people have. As a doctor, I can't speak for a lot of doctors. I mean, me and the doctors that I know, we don't sit there and talk about conspiracies and all that. But a big concern I have is patients are going to lie. When you go and see your medical provider and they ask you about unprotected sex and exposure to HIV, you're going to say, no, 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 no. Do you have any weapons? No, no, no. Do you have any depression or any signs or symptoms of anxiety or sleep disorder? No, I'm fine. Just give me my Z-Pak or my Viagra and let me move on. And I am very frustrated about the lies that we're going to get, because how am I supposed to be a good doctor? How am I supposed to administer appropriate care? You know, I mean, we're going to be talking about later this week how depression affects your heart. And so I'm trying to, as your doctor, protect your heart. I have no idea that you're depressed because you're afraid to tell me, because it could go into a database. And if the government does run healthcare later, it will go into a database that they have access to. And, you know, I have to say, bravo for at least having one eye open. I mean, I don't really believe Nazi Germany would ever happen again. I think we have enough checks and balances. But we would be very inept and unintelligent to not think that it could happen again if we don't stay vigilant. And so a government takeover of healthcare concerns me greatly, especially when it comes to a patient outcome issue. So, you know, doctors being in your business is even though we're just trying to take care of you, is going to be looked upon very suspiciously. It's a shame. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I think a midlife crisis is very real. Although there's now a report out that most midlife crises actually don't exist, that we're actually happier in our 40s than we were at 18. and that our happiness follows a U-shaped curve, and us being in our 40s mean we're the happiest, and then what, it goes downhill after that? Let's take a step back and discuss what a midlife crisis is, okay? Which is why I think it's very real. You know, I thought the term midlife crisis has been around since the 60s, 50s, 40s, but I guess it was in the 80s when the term midlife crisis got a lot of attention. According to Dr. Dan Jones, Director of Counseling and Psychological Services Center at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. He has research adult development and transitions. And he says it was never a formal diagnostic category. So, you know, when you're in a psychiatrist's office, you are not going to be given a diagnosis of midlife crisis. They may diagnose you with depression. They may diagnose you with anxiety. But they, you know, you want to get a diagnosis of that. Midlife crisis. And he says midlife usually occurs, depending on who you ask, it could be anywhere from being 37 years old through into your 50s. And so many times it will center around either a birthday or like your youngest child leaving off to college, or, you know, the big 4-0 or the big 5-0 birthday. Sometimes the death of a parent can also be a stimulus for your going into a quote-unquote midlife crisis. All right? Men and women may manifest it differently. You know, the stereotype of a guy buying a red car, red sports car, yeah, that happens, but that's not the typical thing. You know, sometimes you'll see men purchase things that they've always wanted to do. Or, you know, some people will just quit their job. They'll say, I don't want to work here anymore. And I got to tell you something. I don't think all midlife crises are bad. I think it's a very normal defense mechanism, a psychological defense mechanism. Now, what ends up happening that I believe is you start to realize that you're not going to live forever. And you know how they say youth is wasted on the young. You learn that early. And you realize that you're not in your 20s. You're not in your 30s. And you go, wait a second, if I don't stop and enjoy life now, I am going to have regrets. You know, and I'm not currently going through a midlife crisis. I'll tell you what my midlife crisis turned out to be and why you all now have to suffer as a result. But, you know, when I was at the Six Flags the other day, and I realized I'm getting too old for roller coasters. I had never been to a Six Flags. And maybe call it a midlife crisis or something, but I was, you know, I have my kids. I had never been on any of those super duper scary roller coasters or the Death Drop. And I go, I don't want to have regrets. I'm going to want to say I did it. So yeah, somebody could have accused me of having a midlife crisis because we were pretty much the oldest people at the amusement park. Yeah, maybe there were a couple people older. But, you know, I just felt like there's stuff I haven't done. So about 8 years ago, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I was talking about how I always wanted to be in show business. And I do have regrets. See, I don't want to regret anything on my life. Well, maybe Dirk. Dirk was a mistake, but we won't go there. But I don't want to have any regrets, you know, and you know, she asked you, you know, what do you regret? And I go, I could have gone into show business. I had an opportunity before I went to college, but nobody in my family had ever gone to college. So when I got a full academic scholarship for my grades, and because we were poor, I had to take advantage of it and go to college. And I'm glad I went to college. I'm glad I became a doctor, but I really missed that I didn't go into show business. She's like, well, you still can. I go, no, I'm too old. I'm in my 30s. Nobody's going to want me. She's like, no, you're not too old. You do it. If you want to be in show business, do it. And then I put the thought to bed. I was like, no, not going to happen. You know, my mom always said, you know, to go into radio, but, you know, who listens to your mother? And then it wasn't until I was like, well, you know what, here's the thing. For charity, I could put myself on air at a local station and answer people's medical questions for free. I like doing charity a lot. And it's, you know, it's a very small radio station, so I wasn't thinking show business or Hollywood, so to speak. But all of a sudden, it just magically turned into a national syndicated talk show. And it was, you know, what prompted it was I was getting into a little bit of a funk, right, with, you know, the recession that started 8 years ago. And, you know, the new election. And I was like, I just want to do something different. And I love microphones. And it worked, and it worked for me. And so that's why you guys are suffering, and with the blessings of GCN Network, will continue to suffer while I'm on air and behind the microphone. So for those of you that look at your job, or look at the time you spent with your family, or, you know, look at how you've been living your life, and you want to do a makeover, I'm okay with that, as long as it doesn't hurt others. Unfortunately, some midlife crises can cause very poor decision-making skills, or decision being made. So somebody could say, wait a second. Okay, I never dated a hot 20-year-old when I was in my 20s. Now that I have some money, I could get a hot 20-year-old. So I'm going to go and do that. All right, and then you dump the wife, and, you know, and unfortunately a lot of people do that. They dump the older wife, and they get somebody new and good-looking. There are tons of people out there that have done that. And unfortunately, the reason why we call it a midlife crisis negatively, because it does affect other people. And maybe the marriage was stagnant. Maybe the marriage wasn't supposed to continue. Maybe they married for the wrong reasons when they were younger. But during the midlife crisis, you make a decision that from here on out, you're going to live your life the way you want to, and you want to be happy with your decisions, etc. So sometimes the marriages that were destined to fall apart then, and sometimes a marriage that should have never fallen apart, that really should stick together, unfortunately falls. So as a doctor, we like to rule out depression. You know, I mean, what is it? Is it, you know, are you projecting on the marriage when it's really your job? Well, yeah, I never wanted to work in a job like this. I mean, another 20 years? I have, what, retirement, and I'm not going to have any money, and this isn't what I wanted to do. Which is why whenever anybody is going through a midlife crisis, I go, what is it that you've always wanted to do? Well, I've always wanted to, you know, play in a band. Well, then do that. Have a band. Go for it. Me too. I love to sing. I love to perform. You want to perform? Do it. Well, I always wanted to be a millionaire. Want to be a millionaire. So, okay, well, that stuff, okay, that's a little more difficult to do. But besides being a millionaire or winning the lottery, what did you always see yourself doing? I'll play the guitar. Write music. Write a book. Travel to Paris. Well, then come up with those goals, come up with a plan. I have a lot of women who will give birth, become a stay-home mom, and God bless them for doing that, because they are some of the best moms out there. I love moms that, you know, unselfishly take care of the kids, but many of them come in for depression. And I go, do you miss not working? Or do you miss working? They're like, yeah. You know, I feel like all I have are the kids, and I feel selfish saying this, but I need something more. And I go, well, then why don't you do a job from home? Or go back to work part-time. I mean, a lot of us need to feel fulfilled, and I don't know what it is in our minds or what our goals are, but those are very important to address. And most of us, like I did, it was all about, okay, I have to help support my family, so I got to get through medical school so I could support the family, I could help my patients, and it was always the next step, that I never lived for the day. And I don't remember much about my 20s and 30s because it was always the next step, the next step. So, you know, stop and smell the roses. So we'll talk about this study saying, no, that's not the case. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy
healthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.